AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Supreme Court's overturning of abortion rights on a national level sets off new legal battles in states across the country. The AP Sagar Magani has this.
In anticipation of the Supreme Court ruling that there is no constitutional protection for abortion, 13 states enacted trigger laws, including Louisiana, where a statewide abortion ban was designed to automatically take effect. A judge in New Orleans has now temporarily blocked enforcement of the ban pending a hearing next month. The fight in conservative Louisiana is playing out elsewhere as one side tries to quickly enact statewide abortion bans and the other moves to block or at least delay them. Lawsuits could also target old anti-abortion laws that went unenforced for nearly 50 years. Newer abortion restrictions that were on hold pending the high court ruling are also now in play. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol by supporters of then-President Donald Trump has scheduled another hearing. The panel will meet tomorrow afternoon after announcing additional evidence has emerged. The committee will also have several more hearings next month. The Supreme Court rules in favor of doctors convicted of overprescribing opioids. AP's Norman Hall reports.
Justice Stephen Breyer wrote that prosecutors must prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant knowingly or intentionally acted in an unauthorized manner. But the court did not throw out the convictions of two doctors whose appeal was heard in February. Prosecutors say the two doctors, one in Alabama, the other in Wyoming, wrote 66,892 prescriptions in 2014 and grossed millions of dollars.
An Amtrak train heading from Los Angeles to Chicago derails after hitting a dump truck in Missouri. Highway Patrol says 8 cars derailed. Some people on the train have been hurt. This is AP News. Authorities in Russia have set a trial for WNBA star Brittany Griner on Friday. Griner's been held for 4 months, accused of possessing cannabis oil. AP's Jim Hines reports from Moscow.
Griner was arrested in February at a Moscow airport when inspectors found vape canisters containing cannabis oil. She faces up to 10 years in prison.
Her supporters want her swapped for a Russian held in U.S. prison. A 1-year-old girl is dead, a 2-year-old wounded after an 8-year-old boy took his father's gun from its holster in a closet and accidentally shot both the girls when the dad was out of the room yesterday in a Pensacola, Florida motel. Investigators say the boy's father returned, took the gun and what they believe were drugs and left again. He's charged with being a convicted felon in possession of a firearm, 2 counts of culpable negligence by storing a firearm within easy reach of a minor, and tampering with evidence. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.